News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan has repeated his view that Dublin is a safe place. This despite a number of recent high-profile violent incidents and killings in the city. Joining me now is Ian Redmond, who is co-owner of Hyde Bar. Ian, you are at the coalface of all of this and seeing what is happening during the nights in the centre of Dublin. Is Jim O'Callaghan right?
I don't think so. Neither was Helen McEntee before him. Both of them have said now that Dublin is a safe place. It's not. Since COVID, there's this feral ambience and mood in the city. It's not the way it was, you know, certainly over the last 10 years, but it was exasperated by COVID.
Did Dublin always not get messy in the early hours, or is this different?
It did, but it was playful fun and banter, and, you know, that there's a huge drugs element in the city now as well. So credit to Minister O'Callaghan. He has upped the number of Gardaí on the streets, and that presence is really, really welcome, and it's highly visible. The problems with the city is the council aren't keeping it tidy. It's filthy, the city is. And they have these quangos like Dublin Town, who is just a call centre, I believe, just to, if you have litter or graffiti on your wall, you ring them and they ring Dublin City Council.
But Irish Business Against Litter had the recent survey and said that we were doing quite well.
No. You want to see what I just walked past on the way into town this morning? I was just, it would take 3 hours to clean up. Just I know they are getting rid of the plastic bags on the streets, which is a welcome, but it's causing other problems because these bins, depots where you drop off your bags to, are just overloading and breaking down. So,
now, is there not a big leap, though, from rubbish on the streets to people getting stabbed?
Well, if something is tidy and clean and well policed, you know, if it does feel safer, if something is run down and dirty, I think in the US they call it the donut effect, where more and more people are pushed out to living on the centres at the outsides of a city. You can't live in Dublin City. There isn't enough high-rise accommodation. Dublin City Council has been flawed over the last couple of decades by not embracing high-rise living. You know, so the city is dead at night, and so unsavory elements can roam the streets and do what they want.
So what's the answer? Is it a more vibrant nightlife, or is it more guards, or a combination of both?
Absolutely. Sunil Sharp and Give Us the Night campaign have been working for 20 years to progress the legislation of licensing laws to get more people into the city at night, to change the closing times of bars, restaurants, nightclubs, late bars, to stagger them for sequential closing. In 2008, when we had theatre license in the city, there was a marked reduction in crime because people were leaving bars and restaurants and nightclubs at different times, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. And Inspector Rice in Pier Street actually commented on it, that it was better, but, you know, it didn't suit the revenue commissioners and the judiciary, that they weren't getting the special exemptions fees of €400. So they came back with a bang and just taxed us to the hills on it. So it's,
now, surely, though, some of the incidents that we have seen would run counter to that theory, because we've seen a couple of gang-related incidents where it has been big groups of people, there's been big brawls that have occurred. So surely filling the streets makes that more likely rather than less likely, no? Okay.
Well, that comes back to community work and the youth diversion programs that have been introduced by the Department of Justice, in particular FROGA, Crosscare and Youth Work Ireland. They are very, very welcome to try and get the idea of carrying knives to make it alien to kids growing up. And they start at 7 and go right the way up until late teens. You know, we need more of those programs, and we need them more betterly implemented.
Thank you very much. That is Ian Redmond, who is co-owner of Hyde Bar.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.